Well, good morning, everyone. This is Donna Perkins, and I have heard voices from all over the country this morning, not in most of your usual places. And, of course, I am calling in from Alabama this morning. So it is 7 a.m. here this morning. God bless those West Coast girls who do this every single mojo morning, and they get up 3 hours earlier than the East Coast. 1 hour is killing me. So I have absolute respect for what y'all do every single day. Well, happy Thanksgiving, everyone. I'm super excited that I get to speak to you this morning before Thanksgiving. But before I do, I just want to go over a couple of little housekeeping things. For those of you that tune in to the 7 p.m. PBZs that my team do every Sunday through Thursday this week, we will not be having a team PBZ tonight at 7 or tomorrow night at 7. So there will be no night PBZs from Revolution Enterprises at 7 o'clock. And then tomorrow morning there will be no Mojo, and tomorrow night there will be no Global Revolution webinar. So that's just for tonight and tomorrow. Enjoy your families. Enjoy everybody. Have a super extra special time this year. Hopefully more of us are able to be back with our families. As I know last year, most of us were not congregating due to the pandemic. So also want to remind everyone that team activities, the Super Saturday training, and our team calls on Sunday night will be happening. So we will be back up and running bright and early on Saturday morning at 10 a.m. All right, so of course I want to talk about gratitude, right? Who doesn't want to talk about gratitude and thankfulness the morning before Thanksgiving? But I want to talk to you this morning about gratitude and living a lifetime of gratitude, not just a Thanksgiving gratitude. See, if I asked all of you this morning and opened the line and said, hey, tell me what you're grateful for, most of us would jump right in there and say, oh, we're so grateful for ACM. We're so grateful for our family. We're grateful for God, grateful for our jobs. We could just tell you right off the rip what we're grateful for. But I want to introduce you to the concept of gratitude as a way of living that I learned in the early 1990s and have been working on ever since then, very, very intentionally. And it's easy to be grateful when things are going great, when the marriage or your relationship is in a good place, when work is going well, when the kids are doing fine, when nobody's in trouble. Hey, I used to set my standards and say, nobody died, nobody was pregnant, nobody went to jail today. Those were my standards as a parent, as I had a house full of six teenagers. But wait, we all have our limits, right? But, you know, when there's money in the bank, or at least there's enough money to get by or have gas in the car tank by Friday, right? You can still get there without running out of gas, or when you can get the bills paid before they get turned off. Hey, that's pretty good life. But what happens when something goes wrong? Well, I know. We all know what happens. That attitude goes right out the door or up in smoke, right up that chimney if you live in the Midwest or in the upper Northeast. See, we are grateful when things are going well, or we tell ourselves that we are grateful. But are we truly? When things start to go awry, do we pick a fight with our spouse? Do we start bossing the kids around? Do we yell at the dog? Gratitude or lack of gratitude is in our voices. It's in our words that we use. It's in the silent treatment. It's in our posture, the way that we walk, the way that we sit, oh my, the way that we drive our vehicles. It's in our faces, and it shows in our attitude, for sure. Lack of gratitude seeps in robs us of our joy and our happiness. It can even be determined in the way that our house looks, in the way that our car looks, maybe even by unopened mail. See, lack of gratitude, it leaves it leaves clues. Relationships are strained. Job performance is low. Even in our ACN business, our activity is low. Maybe we're not going above and beyond our job. Maybe we're not making the calls. Heck, maybe we're not even thinking about making the calls. We're not showing up for training. Or maybe we decide at the last minute, my guest isn't coming on. I'm not getting on that PBZ. We're not open-minded. We're fearful of even looking at our bills. We can't keep the car or the house. We can't keep it clean. Or just the opposite. Some of us just start to focus and obsess on all the things outside of us. Anything but us. It rears its ugly head. And it's in our thoughts and our words. It forms up in things like self-pity and hopelessness and depression and constant worry, always waiting for the shoe, the next shoe to drop. You know, we've all heard or we thought it or we've said it and things like this. I don't want to get my hopes up. So-and-so said that they were sorry, but you know how they are. We'll see how long that lasts. I just got a Vivid customer. Oh, thank God, because here comes the purge. I know I'm going to lose a bunch of points. It's subtle, and it's sneaky. For even our victories aren't victories when we're not living a life of gratitude. There's always a downside, even to our victories. But living in gratitude looks and sounds completely different. There's a smile on your face. It's in your eyes, it's in your posture, it's in your soul. Your soul is lighter. There's a pep in your step. There's enthusiasm without caution. You don't have to tell your significant other or your kids that you're grateful or your boss. It shows in your attitude, in your performance, in your unconditional acts of kindness. There aren't phrases at the end of your sentences such as, yeah, but, or, well, we'll see. Or I understand, but you know, you should have or you could have, blah, blah, blah. Sound familiar? Oh, sure. It doesn't me. You respond to conflict and disappointment and change completely differently when your heart comes from a place of gratitude. So how do you get there? How do you get to this life of gratitude that doesn't rear its ugly head more often than not? Well, we don't just wake up that way. Darn. Be nice if we could. If we could live just a bulletproof life of gratitude, right? Have a heart that's bulletproof. But we have to build that muscle of gratitude. We have to live intentionally with the purpose of being grateful. And here's some tips of how you build that, how you live a life of gratitude or move towards a life of gratitude. Because this is a process. It's not an event. So here's some tips that I wrote out. Number one, build a list. Build a gratitude list. Get a separate notebook and every day write down what you're grateful for. Start with the basics, like Maslow's hierarchy of needs basics. I'm grateful that I have food. I'm grateful that I have shelter, a place to put my head down at night. I'm grateful that I have clean running water. I'm grateful for my relationships. Make it very, very basic. Number two, read something inspirational every day. Maybe just a phrase from the Bible or a day-to-day inspirational reader. Number three, pray. Pray twice a day upon waking and upon going to sleep. And actually, thank God for the things that you are grateful for. Journal. Journal daily, either in a notebook, you know, like free-handed, you know, just free journaling, just writing down the things that you're grateful for, not in the list building, but in sentences, right? Express yourself. Or you could utilize this 90-day gratitude journal or find something like it. That a shout-out to Jonathan Dean and Valerie Reed, who introduced me to this 90-day gratitude journal. I actually took a picture of it and put it on the ACN Facebook page this morning. It's awesome. It leads you each day in gratitude. Do an act of kindness Number 5, an act of kindness every day for someone without being prompted. Look for ways to bless others without needing a thank you or an acknowledgement or any expectation of anything in return. Number 6, give more or do more for charity. It doesn't have to be big, just intentional, and it has to be from the heart. Number 7, say, I love you, more and more and more each day. Number 8, give more than you take without resentment. Number 9, leave the world a better place today when you go to sleep tonight than what you found it this morning when you woke up. And number 10, and I'll leave you with this, and I think that this prayer, the St. Francis prayer, which I believe is the ultimate evidence of living a life of a grateful heart. And here it goes. It says, Lord, make me a channel of thy peace, that where there is hatred, I may bring love, that where there is wrong, I may bring a spirit of forgiveness, that where there is discord, I may bring harmony, and that where there is error, I may bring truth, that where there is doubt, I may bring faith, and where there is despair, I may bring hope, that where there are shadows, I may bring light, and that where there is sadness, I may bring joy. Lord, grant that I seek rather to comfort than to be comforted, to understand rather than seeking to be understood, and to love rather than seeking to be loved. For it is by self-forgetting that one finds, and is by forgiving that one is forgiven, and it is by dying that one awakens to eternal life. Amen. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Enjoy the festivities, the food, and the love. God bless each and every one of you, and have safe travels if you're leaving home. God bless.